Oh, we're good.
Recording.
So, hello everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Diversity Podcast. This is our first visual episode, so welcome. I'm Dion, and I have today with me, you could call him a friend even though we've kind of just met, even though we've kind of known each other for a while.
It's
weird.
Whatever. It's a modern friendship, you know, internet stuff.
Mm-hmm. You want to introduce yourself, my man?
Oh, hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Richard. And so we're going to talk about some crazy stuff today.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break from what we typically do here at the podcast, where we just bullshit for an hour and a half. And we're actually going to be talking about conspiracy theories. But before we get that started, we just want to let everyone know, in case you're wondering, we still do not support pedophilia.
No, no. In fact, I think your slogan is don't fuck kids, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's on all the business cards. Yeah, we're going to get into a conspiracy theory. So, being that we have so much and we've researched and all this other shit, we're going to break this down into two episodes. So right now you're watching part one, and this episode we're going to be talking about our favorite conspiracy theories. I got three, he has three. We're going to really see what we can do to bring more knowledge to you, poke holes in the theories, and just have a little fun while we're at it. So, with that being said, I'll go ahead and start. So, one of my favorite conspiracy theories, even though it's not necessarily a theory in a sense, but it's something called the Mandela Effect. For those of you not knowing what that is, it's this phenomenon, if you will, where it's literally split 50-50, where certain people will remember it this way and could swear on the Bible, put it on their life that it's this way, and the other half of the people are the exact same way about something else. And it's very weird, it's very creepy. It brings into question the whole multiverse theory and alternate dimensions and all that, which, don't get me wrong, we will get into later. But as for right now, the most interesting or the most common example I could give you of the Mandela Effect would be something like something as simple as the Berenstain Bears.
Damn, Fruit of the Loom.
Right.
Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, because me personally, I remember, you know, being in kindergarten, first grade, going to the book fair and getting a Berenstain.
Yeah.
Book, you know what I mean? But let the internet tell it today, let the media tell it today, that the Berenstain Bears never fucking existed.
Stain, right?
Yeah, Berenstain Bear. That doesn't even sound right.
I don't remember like that. Like, I really specifically remember, like, even that TV show on PBS.
Yes.
I remember, yeah, the EI or IE, whichever. Yeah, but
yeah, it was the EI. You were good.
Yeah.
But now they're saying it's Berenstain Bears. And we're not saying that, and we're not having this conversation to say that it's a world ender by any stretch of the imagination. But it's just giving you an example. The whole context, the whole theory for this Mandela Effect came about in 2013 when Nelson Mandela died, right? But there are so many people who could have sworn on everything that he died in prison in like the 80s or 90s or something like that. So being that so many people were, you know, grieving over his death in 2013, and then there are also people who were like, no, he died in prison in the 80s or 90s or whatever, that's where this whole phenomenon came about. You got anything you want to say on that?
Part of my favorite part of it is the belief that, or not that belief, but, you know, some of the theory parts of it is whenever the world ended in 2012 with the, you know, December 21st, that they managed to somehow upload humanity, save it, some whether you go the tech route or somehow, but it pushed us into like an alternate reality where there's certain things askew. Like that, like the Berenstain Bears, like Fruit of the Loom, not having the
cornucopia
in the back. Yeah. I really do remember it,
bro.
Having that.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't.
Like, I remember the Fruit of the Loom commercials. You know what I mean? And then you just have this big ass logo in the center of the screen. Everything else is white behind it. And then you see that fucking cornucopia.
So, I mean, there's... So maybe with the internet, you know, we go through, we're all more connected. So maybe something like, maybe it is all false memory. We're just all remember that, or you know, someone remembers it and it kind of jogs your memory where you sort of.
Mm-hmm. Or but, it sounds familiar and it creates, but at the same time.
But it's where there's a whole bunch of people that all are like, hey, it was in the background of Fruit Loom, or it's Bernstein Bears, or, you know, hey, mm-hmm. like, it's just, I forgot what some of the other ones were.
But the crazy thing about a theory like this is that when somebody brings it up, when somebody posts a picture like, boom, here's proof, there are always two responses to it. It's either A, it's photoshopped, or B, it gets taken down by whatever platform.
Yeah.
So, with that being the only two reactions to something, somebody just saying, here's what I remember, it gives you the impression that something fishy is going on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Which, there's going to be a lot of fishy shit going on between this episode and the next episode, so stay tuned. So, number one for you.
Oh, well, see, mine's more of one where it's not a conspiracy theory, it's an actual conspiracy where it's now proven, like, hey, this happened. You remember back in the day, the food pyramid?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Like, they had, what was it, like 5 to 7 servings of grains at the bottom, and some fruit and vegetables, some meat, and then they had, like, sweets on top. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that was just propaganda and lies, mostly fed through by the sugar industry. So, the sugar industry,
okay.
back in the 60s, was like, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through and pay research and pay grants to have these tests done that say that heart disease is mostly done by fat.
Even though I've seen that documentary on Netflix, actually.
Yeah, they did one, but and this is the real thing that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they just push. Hey, fat's bad. Fat's, that's why we got all the low fat yogurt, low fat, you know, like frozen yogurts. All like, oh, hey, it's healthy. No, sugar's like really bad. Sugar's basically like cocaine. Like it goes through and it shows it hits like the same spots.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, we're drinking it right now.
Hot cocoa.
Christmas time.
Yes,
but, also, speaking of Christmas time. Thank you for using your last day as a mortal to hang out in the podcast.
Oh, no problem, bro. Yeah, you know, I know tomorrow
you're just going to be
with
too
the with the great conjunction or whatever. Because believe it or not, my own, it's a weird relationship, so I'll just call him my brother. My brother sent me a video, and today I was riding around, and I got a new little phone clip in my car where I could just like have my phone up here, and I don't have to look down. And I'm watching this guy, and he's explaining what the great conjunction was and all this other stuff, so I may quit my job come Tuesday when I get my superpowers.
Hey,
so.
I thought you were about to say, yeah, man, you know, my brother, he hit me up. He actually went Super Saiyan. He lives over in Australia, and he got it early.
Mm-hmm.
But,
unlimited chakra, you know?
But, back to the sugar industry. Yes, yeah, so what they were doing was, yeah, paying scientists who were doing studies whose data showed that, you know, fat was an issue, or they basically ignored sugar. They pumped money into that. Those scientists, they were getting grants for all these different research programs and stuff, and that's just how they're like, hey, if consumers aren't eating fat, they're going to go elsewhere. What's elsewhere? Sugar. Hey, guys, we've got Coca-Cola funded into this. The Sugar Research Foundation, which is just, they just funnel money all into it, and that's what was paying all these. And, I mean, this has now come out of a thing where it's just like, we've got generations that are addicted to
sugar,
and they're like, hey.
It is what it is.
Just not talking about it.
Exactly. I have a bit of a hot take, if you will.
Oh, I'm down.
So, you know how you just said how the sugar industry is just paying scientists and paying this and paying that? I know, considering the times we are in, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this. But I feel/know that COVID is going about the same way. I'm not denying the fact that it's real on camera. My personal views are my personal views. But on camera, I'm not going to say it's not real. I don't want to be canceled before I even get started.
Well, the algorithm will flag you.
Right. But what I am saying is, what I will say, I'm taking the safe route here, is that it may not be as big as they make it to be. Because a lot of people, okay, look at this, right? A lot of people with coronavirus, right? Those who have stayed home have been cool. It's not until you go to the hospital that you end up dead.
Yeah.
One. Two, a lot of people who die in hospitals, the hospital gets more money if they say it's COVID-related. So a lot of these COVID-related deaths aren't COVID-related deaths. They're either, you know, pre-existing conditions, natural causes, yada, yada, yada.
Especially there in the beginning, too. Like, whenever they sent out that CARES Act, and they were like, hey, okay, so if you're on a ventilator, you know, the hospital's getting X amount of money, you know, and they were just, that's how they had incentives. So it was kind of like, well, shit, we're gonna go through and make some money off this. Pump numbers. And of course, it's been politicized since the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And look, that's just my personal opinion. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to buy into it. However, if you continue to listen or watch past this point, you're in for a great podcast. I do have a martial law theory, but I'll save that for the next episode. So, what was my number two? My number two. It's the multiverse theory for me. You know what I mean? And it's something that I've always been interested in. And it just makes a lot of sense to me. Because one, I don't want to word it like this, but I'm going to word it like this. Let's say God is real, right?
Theoretically. I get you.
Let's say God is real, right? And he created all this shit. All this shit, right? But it's just us. Because I know me personally, if I made all this shit, it's like me building a house but only renting out one room.
Yeah.
Makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. Writing a whole book and only doing one chapter. I mean, like...
Yeah, writing a whole book, only publishing one chapter. That's fucking stupid. Yeah. So, it's a mixture of that, and it's just... There are so many other supernatural things. Supernatural entities that... Like, the thing is, if it's just one person, 100 people worldwide who say they've seen it, okay, they're fucking crazy. But such large groups of people claiming to see aliens, so many people claiming to see angels, demons, this, that, or whatever, at what point, how many people do we have to hear tell the same stories or similar stories until we realize there may be some validity to this?
That's kind of like, well, the way I look at it is, if you go back to, you know, before Galileo and everything, we're talking about how the Earth is, and, you know, the sun goes through and rotates around the Earth. That's how they believe, and everyone was like, hey, we're down with that. We understand that. He comes like, hey, we go around the sun. Broke people's minds. They're like, no, I don't want to believe that. But now, you know, hey, it's common thought. We don't know what the hell is going on.
Because the thing is,
we
personally don't research it. So we pay what these people in these white-ass trench coats sell us. And that's it. And don't get me wrong. They're smart people. So I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm not trying to say the Earth is flat. I'm not trying to say any outlandish statement of that sort. But what I am saying is, due to all the technology we have, due to just the way society is and has been, like, ever since probably the Industrial Revolution, mankind has had a crutch of some sort, a distraction of some sort, whether it be the radio, whether it be the television, whether it be color television, whether it be newspapers, with this day technology and cell phones. I'm just believing that they're purposefully dumbing us down just so we don't, like everybody in some sense or whatever cares about social media,
yeah,
or sports or a television show or a genre or books or ebooks or online shopping or something. It's something to keep us from asking questions,
thinking outside the box,
right?
Thinking outside the screen,
right? So with all that going on, it just makes you, well, the purpose of it is to make you not think, but being that that's the case, it makes somebody like me think, you know what I mean? And it's all like, what are they hiding? Like, what's so... Oh, fuck. What's so non-important that, you know, you're pushing all this shit in front of us?
Yeah. Well, kind of like, the way... The beauty of it for me is the fact that I might go my whole life not know anything. Like, it's just like, that's just, I love the whole realm of uncertainty. So we could just be theoretically just us on this rock.
Yeah.
On this rock, you know, we call Earth, where, you know, it's just by chance that some atoms got together and made a little cell that moved on to grow and hit some other cells. You know, we just happened to evolve into this life. There is no other existence. There is nothing else. We were just a cosmic coincidence. That could definitely happen. Or, you know, maybe aliens, God, angels, demons, ghosts, all that is just things that we don't understand because, like, it's all taking place in the same place.
But different
dimensions, different planes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's some people that are more connected to that can see stuff like that. There's, you know, people that have seen stuff like that and bring it back and talk, you know, and that, because it's all actually happening in the same, like, in the same space, but on different planes.
Exactly.
But we don't know. And we, you know, maybe that's just something we can't even comprehend.
And that's something we never will know because so much is being hidden from us. You know what I mean?
You and I probably won't ever know. But yeah, humankind.
Tell them about the thing that happened in the courtyard in high school.
Oh. So yeah, that's my whole take on the whole. Well, actually, we've done all this rambling, and I haven't even started to talk about why I think the multiverse is the thing.
Oh yeah.
Classic diversity fashion where we get off topic. But at least we're off topic on something not making fun of someone for once.
Yeah, it's an adjacent tangent.
Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, so I've already made my take on, like, how there's just so much out there that we don't know about, for one. Have you ever heard of a cold spot?
Yeah.
Those really intrigue me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so just that alone, so the cold spots and just me being how I am, and I'm just literally your average person, something who is so great and created everything and just leaving it to Earth or just this universe. It just doesn't seem plausible, bro.
Yeah, that's why, like, you know, except just why would we be one project? You know,
mm-hmm.
You would go through and do other stuff. That's why, like, I love the idea of it not being, like, you know, the whole, like, people seeing UFOs, even that all just being either, you know, people going crazy or, you know, there's other phenomena. Actually, you know, hey, it actually is weather balloons or drones or something, and there is nothing. And we're just here yelling out at the stars, trying to feel like, I feel like that'd be the
ultimate gag.
Oh yeah, no, like where I would appreciate it, just the complete irony that we somehow by cosmic chance developed this consciousness to be able to think, hey, there might be something else out there. Here's what we see, and it's really no. We derived from some, like I said, some cells where some monkeys ate some mushrooms and got some cool ideas and
that stuff. But at the same time, it's just. Now, because there have been a lot of things where what we've been taught doesn't actually equate to what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like in school and stuff. So, there is that whole, there's that argument, right? But, me and my public school learning, I like to think that, you know.
Hey, Georgia public school learning.
No, Florida public school
learning. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
No, so I think we, like, try to... No, it's Alabama, Georgia, and Florida that all fight for the bottom.
All right, and the crazy thing is... the crazy thing is, right? I spent sixth grade up at Washington State, right?
Okay.
So, I learned what I learned at Washington State in sixth grade.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you...
And then I come down to Florida. They're teaching me the same thing that I learned in sixth grade at Washington State, in 10th grade in Florida,
yeah.
And they're asking me why I'm not interested.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You know what I mean? So, we're not here to talk about educational standards. But
what I mean, but that we could go into that if you want to. Let's ignore alien stuff, like ignore other, parallel universe stuff, and say, hey, it's just people on Earth. There's a class system. There's like specifically trying to go through and make a lower population dumb. So that, I mean, that's basically Brave New World. I don't know if you've ever read that book.
I've heard of it, but never read it.
Brave New World in 1984, two fun reads about dystopian futures that seem that dystopian. Or rather, not that much in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's what they basically just try to get your working class people just dumb, and they only care about pleasure, and they do work to get pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, man, that's what looking at your screen's doing. It's all just giving you lights and making you, hey, this is fun.
Oh, I got a like. Oh, I got a share. Oh,
yeah. Oh, and it's all, I mean, it they do it, like, they have actual psychologists and stuff studying. I mean, like, hey, how can we keep people more in tune with just looking at the screen?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, now, whether or not that's just
speculation.
Helping make people.
I mean, it's a solid argument.
Yeah.
I will give you that. But, okay, here's what I'm thinking, right? Given, because, once again, we've already proven that not everything that we've learned in public school is fact. Mm-hmm. Especially in Florida, Georgia, public school. But I'd say there's probably about a 60-40 ratio. About 60% of it just being shit to keep kids busy while their parents are fucking or at work or doing drugs or whatever.
Definitely, they're glorified babysitters down here sometimes.
Not even glorified.
That's what's in.
Shout out to all the teachers. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, you know, a lot of them are friends now. It sucks because, I mean, but that's...
That's reality.
They're young, so they still have it where they're like, I want to help kids. I want to be able to go through and teach them. But the system's just set up where we're not helping teachers teach. We're helping them watch kids so their parents can work. And that's all another thing with the whole 40-hour work week and keeping working class people busy so they can't do anything. That way they can't, yeah.
And then they don't, like, when it comes to, like, passive income, you have to go out of your way to learn how to make passive income. But here's a job application working 80 hours a week. You know what I mean? So that's his own thing. That's his own. That's his own thing. But assuming that some of what they teach us is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that they teach us in science, whether it be in kindergarten, 12th grade, or college, is the fact that energy not be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
Right? Public schoolers, we can agree to that.
That's both the spindly cell and the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Definitely. Yeah, I can totally put that on the job application.
I know that.
So, my point in saying that is, being that energy, it cannot be created nor destroyed. And our spirits, because if you think about it, like, if you really think about it, like, very simplistically, like, simplest of simple, we're nothing but spirits driving meat armor.
Yeah. That's when it comes down to the concept of the soul, whether or not that's just, you say, if that's just energy, it can't be created or destroyed. I think
so. If we go with the route that soul is just energy, when our meat armor gets hurt and dies, what happens to the energy that can't be created nor destroyed? So when you think about it in that aspect, I'm thinking, hear me out. I know this sounds really weird.
Yeah, we're doing conspiracy theories.
But to me, in my opinion and what I think and how I view things, aliens are nothing but old ass people.
Okay. So that kind of goes into the theories of aliens being humans that survived the mass extinctions, or even, like, that's why the whole idea of, like, reptilians.
I'm talking about, like once our spirit leaves our body, because we can't inhabit this anymore. We're not just going to stay there and stay put. Because even as humans, we sit around so long, we get antsy.
Yeah. So you're saying the spirit itself
it grows and transforms. And I'm not saying it takes 100 years. I'm talking about, like, hundreds of thousands of years to get to that point. Because, like, aliens are always trying to reach out to humans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Aliens are always trying to help humans, for the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, why would something who has no kind of tie to humanity want to help and communicate with humanity so much?
There's actually an interesting part with that. It's how they go through and classify aliens in weird ways. Basically, you have there's two senses, so either like psychic or not psychic, and then hold on, let me try to remember psychic, not psychic, and then they're hostile towards humans or they're nice towards humans. Mm-hmm. And, like, usually, like, the non-psychic ones who don't care, like, they don't really fuck with humans. But, they're like, there's ones who have, like, an ill intention where they want to go through and just have people out of existence. That's what they go through and do with all different alien races and stuff. And you have ones who go through and use it just for, like, the Earth for resources and trade. And then, like, the psychic good aliens, the ones who, like, try to help different civilizations advance further, and like we're just one of them.
Hence the pyramids, etc.
Exactly. So that's
Stonehenge, all that shit.
Because there's a lot of like, keep in mind, I don't necessarily believe in it. There's just a lot of weird stuff that goes where, and there's so many years of just people doing research, and then crazy people doing research. Where we now have the internet, so everything's all blended together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, I'm not, the beauty of everything is the fact that you don't know. Like, I mean,
we may never know. And,
yeah. And I love just going through and reading, like, on forums and, like, Reddit and stuff. Just seeing the crazy stuff people put out there. And, like, I'm not holding it as true, but just being like, hey, it's almost entertaining. You know, or no, it is entertaining, not almost. Mm-hmm. But just seeing some of the thoughts of why there's different. Like, you've got, you know, like, the grays and the little short.
Mm-hmm. Like, then you got graphic, the humanoids.
Even though all of them being all entertaining. There's theories people talk about where Sasquatch is an alien. Like, that's how the aliens go through and, like, be able to creep in and look on to humans, especially back in the day where they didn't realize humans had evolved already like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were just like, oh, yeah, no, it's, you know, Neanderthals will be in this big monkey suit going through, checking them out. You know, we kind of blend in.
Then we realize, like, they fucked up. Oh. We'll just leave him there.
Yeah. They're like, ah, yeah, no, leave him.
I get that. What's your number two?
Ooh. See, I like where we're going with all this, with like the alien talks and stuff, because it kind of blends in to, and I think we'll go into detail a little more on the second podcast about like MK Ultra. Just in the sense of the alien side of it, where they're trying to use human, like trying to unlock human potential for psychic stuff, and you know, being able to project into, but like just using people to communicate with aliens, that part of it. Now you're going into the government, like we'll go into the governmental stuff later, where Cold War and
the Illuminati and all that other shit. That's next episode, guys. So stay tuned.
But just in that sense, I really like MK Ultra is fun. Okay. And in using where we've got the government actually going through trying to do these tests and using like experiments, and this is information that's come out, and we're supposed to, believe it or not, still trying to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not, or you know, even or let's say they were successful and they were able to do something else, and we're not supposed to believe that they're
right.
And, like there's actual like proof of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's tough.
And
the crazy thing about this is, while we're talking about all this, like, shit's, like, popping up in my mind. I'm, like, I'm fighting to stay on topic because, like, I'm talking about this and then I'm thinking about other theories that I forgot about. So it's, like, but here's why I think conspiracy theories get a bad rap. It's just because, like, what you said.
It's intentional, too.
Definitely. But I think, okay, let's feed into the fact that it's not intentional. Let's feed into the fact that, think about this. Like what you said, how you have people doing research, and you have crazy people doing research, right?
Yeah.
So the people doing research are scientists. crazy people doing research are conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way to break it down.
Let's like, well, all right. One thing, I'm going a little wild with it, but are you familiar with Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, I just found this out. I didn't realize that, to know he tried to go through and test or represent himself in court, and the judge was like, no, you can't. You need to go through and get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyers were going through and tried to do the insanity plea. He was so, like, stead in his, he's like, I don't want people to think whatever I'm saying
is bullshit
that I'm crazy. So he went through and pled guilty to everything. I mean, granted, he was guilty, but he was just like, I don't want people to think that I'm crazy rambling, and like that being what the official story is.
Right.
I think give that man some respect to be so about his shit that he's just like, nah, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I'm gonna rot in jail, but it's for what I believe in.
Definitely.
But that's what they try to push, though. They want, I say they, but I mean, like, you know, they're an upper ruling class, that you want the people that are actually saying the truth and doing the good to seem like they're crazy or seem like they're bad. Same thing with Ed Snowden. They try to make him like, hey, this is a traitor. He destroyed our country. He released information. He went through and told the people that y'all were spying on us. I mean, how is that bad?
It's only bad for y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But that's who controls the narrative. And that is very important, controlling the narrative. If you control the story, you've got the power. And that's what history is written by those who've hung heroes. Mm-hmm. I want to say that's a quote from the beginning of Braveheart.
I mean, it's not. Look, even though, like, I get where you're coming from and how, you know, but it's true facts, though. So you can't really laugh at it too much, just because, even though, yeah, there's a movie quote, it's true.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I think that's why they try to hit so hard, especially back in 2016 when Trump came out with, like, fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're just trying to ridicule him with the fake news, and trying to make it where that scene, that was just a calling for, you know, someone being dumb. Like, oh, that's fake news.
Right.
No, guys. I mean, like, you do have a narrative. Like, we've seen this in both sides, but that's what the media is. You have a story that you're trying to go through and lead people through. Right. That's why it wasn't Viacom, it was one of the other media outlets, when all the newscasters had the same script.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is extremely dangerous for our democracy, and they all were like reading the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was creepy as hell, but that's how it is. They control the information, so we got to actually see that.
Right.
I forgot where I was going with that, but that's how they, so if you go through and depict someone as crazy, as a traitor, as part of the evil,
you're not gonna want to listen to their side of the story. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, or you can just, especially now with the way everything's connected, we all have our phones, and it's the big media stuff that covers it. They can go through and black out who they want. That's why Andrew Yang didn't really gain any traction with this election. He had a good internet support, but the big media coverage, like MSNBC and all of them, they weren't giving him the time of day, because they didn't want people to see, like, hey, this is a good option, or hey, these are ideas that should be brought to the table.
Right.
They're like, no, we need to focus on our guys, all right? So we've got Biden, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg. These are these are guys you're actually going to go through, and they represent the DNC, not the people.
Right, and it's unfortunate, and that kind of brings me, we're going to save the whole Abe Lincoln and the JFK thing to the next one, but it's just like, you're bringing up talking points right now that fuck it, number three, number three for me was, I don't know about you, but it was a very, 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 very tough choice for me. Like,
I mean, there's just so many.
Like when we were talking on Thursday, just trying to, you know, like, figure things out. Like, after I got finished messaging you, I'm literally on a date just thinking about what do I want my last theory to be.
I feel bad. I didn't list mine as, like, the top three. I was like, all right, I'm choosing three that I like to talk about, want to throw
the things I love to talk about so many like yeah. that.
And they're just fun.
They're fun.
It's entertaining, like we're talking about.
So, I feel like, because I actually have a personal story behind this one.
Okay.
The whole Matrix theory.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know the Matrix theory, watch the Matrix. I'm not explaining it.
Well, especially, are you going to explain it in the terms from back then or the current ones? I'm not going to get you.
So, oh, God. Okay. You know what? I'll give a brief synopsis. It's essentially that none of this shit's real. We're hooked up to machines. And we're literally living in the simulation.
Which ties into your the Mandela effect part, where like you said, we're...
Just glitches in the Matrix.
Well, yeah, where we're uploaded. So that's why things just aren't exactly perfect. Someone just couldn't, like, ah, man, did the Fruit Looms have that thing behind it? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they just... It was just fruit. And that's why. Mm-hmm.
And then, so... Before I move in deeper to the theory... I want to say that, personally, I think that television, no matter the age, it conditions us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why, like, not to talk about race, but with all these killings and Black Lives Matter and all that shit, all that stuff is going on, the reason people aren't really outraged about it is because all we watch is fucking gore. All our video games are gore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm not blaming TV. I'm not blaming games, but what I'm saying is, once we see so much death subconsciously, when we actually see it in real life, it's no big deal.
Okay, we're
desensitized.
Desensitized. Yeah, there we go.
So my point of saying that is, the entertainment industry. Damn! Don't go too deep in this. Don't go too deep in this. Don't go too deep in this. Knows what they're doing, and I'm going to leave that there. And with that being said, there's so many different movies that made it big that show us everything's not what we think it is. One of my favorite examples of that is The Truman Show.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, I watched it as a kid and I didn't think anything of it. But I watched it, like, 2 years ago. That shit fucked my head up, dude.
Yeah. Where he's... Especially... The product placement part of that has, like, I love in the movie, but that's also just how I feel with everything around is where everything's an ad. Everything's mm-hmm. just, yeah, product placement or, you know, being advertised for it so you can go through and buy
it. Yeah, you can't even watch porn without seeing ads.
No, you can't. No. Hell, I'll say this is what's been interesting about me and watching YouTube here lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through and I've been... YouTube's got a good algorithm. They know how to keep you watching. That's what they do. But they also know, like, targeted audiences and targeted ads. So pretty much I've been watching a lot of cooking videos and a lot of fishing videos here lately, and magnet fishing. And it's been a lot of political ads. Tons of political ads.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warren, John Ossoff.
On both sides, too, is wild. I mean, and it's, you know, hey, yeah, vote for Ossoff. Vote for Purdue. I mean, it's been on both sides. Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, we're, yeah, pray for your people in Georgia. We're still having to deal with the propaganda bullshit. But this runoff election, it sucks.
Bro, like, but the thing is, I've never received so many texts in my life. My life wanted me the way these people want me to vote for John Ossoff, bro,
they've been coming to my door. Both of them. Both people. Like, or, yeah, both campaigns have just been leaving stuff on the door. I've gotten so much. I'm just done with it. But I watched an SNL video today. Mm-hmm. No political ads. Bunch of Facebook ads instead. But it's like, huh? So you know that most people that watch SNL now go ahead and vote blue. They're already going to vote. They don't need to be like they just did not tie in that at all. Or maybe mm-hmm. Facebook was like, hey, no, we want anyone watching SNL. We want to be at. Well, the point being is, I've only seen political ads here for the past 2 weeks while watching all these other videos. As soon as I watch SNL,
No political.
I mean, it was weird. It was weird that but it was so weird that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes down to what we're talking about, where they specifically feed into propaganda. Or no, they know, like, hey, we're going to go through and direct what you can see. And it's just nuts. We're really seeing it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the Truman Show movie.
Okay.
Because I understand it's an old movie. And a lot of people listening to this probably have never seen it. Probably is not a fan of Jim Carrey for whatever fucking reason.
I mean, go educate yourselves now and just watch pretty much all his movies. I mean, you can... I mean, well, no, half his movies.
Yeah, because Ace Ventura is not helping our point.
No, and the first one might be a little problematic in 2020.
Might.
I mean,
he would not be a pet detective in 2020. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you. But the second one holds up. The second one's still one of my like family favorite movies.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But the Truman Show is this guy about this guy. I forget what the fuck his first name is, but his last name's Truman. That's what's important. And it's a show of his life. And he assumes that everything in front of him is real. He lives like a routine, like all of us do, like the human body is trained to do. And turns out his whole life is a TV show. His life's literally a set, and we're not talking about gangsters. And, and, like, people are, like, living their regular lives until he shows up and then they play their roles. Then at the very end, he finds out that his life is a show that's being broadcasted worldwide and is such a banger in terms of views. And when he tries to figure it out, like, when he tries to get out of it, he figures out he's upset and all this other shit. They try to kill him, don't they?
Yeah, I think they tried to have him where he died on the water says the way from the end of their show, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got out and no one really knows. And he's like, yeah, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, so just shit like that alone. Like, I understand people have imaginations. I understand people are creative. I understand that there is a lot of things in Hollywood that are figments of people's imagination. But this shit just seems too... The concept seems too real to just be made up. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's just because it really feels like right now that we're living in a bad scripted movie of what our reality is. I mean,
it's been like that since...
We have a reality TV star president who fucks porn stars and has a foul mouth, who made a space army called Space Force, and he's calling the people of it Guardians. That's like, you know, your Army soldiers, your Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have Space Force Guardians. So
Guardians of the fucking galaxy.
Man, I'm telling you, like, it seems like someone was just like, it's the last ditch effort, it's the last season, we're just gonna throw whatever, like, it's, or, you know, we're just dealing common tropes, like, it should be cool, but it's not. It just sucks.
Like, the thing is, like, so many of the memes and tweets and all the fun shit that I see, they're funny. They're hilarious. But they'd be so much funnier if they weren't so fucking true.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember when, after the coronavirus happened, and after, like, it was Kobe, then coronavirus, then somebody else died. And then the month after that, it was all like, fuck it, release the murder hornets.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. No, we're just, you know, what was going to happen this month? Oh, wow, there's wildfires, earthquakes. Crazy. Yeah, like, I'm surprised. I mean, there were some big hurricanes, and we did have like the most hurricanes in recorded history, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, I don't think we had a really big major one come through, though.
Then, yeah,
I was expecting that.
I believe in weather control, but that's not what we're here for.
We can talk a little bit about that next episode because I think...
That's popular theory, so I think that fit right in.
Well, I mean, it's not even popular theory. That's actually happening. All right, there's some stuff with China coming out. Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, the reason I want to bring this up so much is just because... Like, okay, so for one, this is going to dip into my first theory a little bit with the whole... No, second theory, actually. And... Like, I believe in... That's it. I don't believe in each theory full way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I believe in one mega theory. It's, like, part Matrix, part multiverse, part alternate dimension. And that's, like, the whole... Like, because I believe in parts of each, and that just makes one massive theory for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really big into, like, alternate dimensions and all kind of shit like that, right? Like, you could check my youth... No, don't check my YouTube history. But I watch videos like that, right? And even before I started watching videos about that, like, weird shit's been happening to me, bro. Mm. Like, I have dreams, right? And all of my dreams, well, not all of them, but all the ones that fall into this category, they're so realistic, it's scary.
Almost like you're viewing it in like another dimension of something like that's what's happening there? No?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
They're scary realistic, right?
Okay.
And like the thing is, I'm seeing it from like my POV, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I'm in a place, I don't know where I am. I'm just interacting. So like, I only see from my vantage point. I don't know where I am. I don't know who these people are. Like, I don't see faces. I may see like lower body or like from elbow down or something like that.
And that's actually confirm, like, hey, that's...
Right. Yeah. So, for instance, with this whole alternate reality thing, I had a dream one time. This was probably in, like, 2013, I want to say. I had a dream. I'm waiting tables. I've never even had a fucking job yet.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting tables, and I'm talking to this couple. It's a lady. She has on like a burgundy dress, burgundy nose, and a dude with a white, and I'm assuming button down shirt, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking, and I remember the lady said some really stupid shit, all right? And being that I don't think before I speak, like I look up to kind of like, and then I come back to what I'm doing just so you know. My frustration's out, like...
Yeah, so you don't sit there and drop something crazy on her.
Right, so she says that shit, right? Then I look up, and I remember seeing a Food Lion, a Circle K, right? And I see a red truck pass this way, and a white car go that way. And then I look down, and we finish the conversation, right? Fast forward 2.5 years later, right? I'm working at Red Lobster. In that section I've never been in before, never had again. So, in that section, you can look up and see a Circle K in a Food Line. But, once again, it's been almost 3 years since I've had this dream, so it doesn't click. Right? Then the couple comes in. Lady with burgundy nails, and the guy in a white button-up shirt. Seems suspicious, but doesn't quite click. It doesn't click for me until... She's like, hey, look, I know this is Red Lobster. You guys serve seafood, but I don't like seafood. What do you guys have? So I look up. There's a Food Line. There's a Circle K. There's the truck. There's the car. Same color, same dialogue, same reaction, same everything.
Yeah, I'll just click that deja vu moment.
Right. And the point of me saying that is I have those all the time.
Yeah.
And like... I never know where I am. I never know when it's going to happen. It can happen next week, next year, 5 years from now. But it always happens. And every time that it happens and everything clicks for me, like, at once, it freaks me the hell out.
Have you gone through and had, like, the same dream of the same situation before where you're like, man, it's a reoccurring dream and then it happens in real life?
No. It's a one-time thing.
See, because I've had the same thing happen to me multiple times as well. Mm-hmm. But there's been a few times where it's been a dream where I've had it multiple times, and then when it happens, like, oh shit, like I remember I've had that dream, you know, like this exact same situation where everything's perfectly in place, you know, three times. What the hell?
All right. So my whole thing with saying this is because a part of me thinks that like my dreams know something that I don't, or I know something subconsciously that I don't know in the 10% of my brain that I'm using. And it kind of leads my life into a point. But also, I have these other dreams. Once again, really realistic, but things don't match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember one time, I had a dream. I was on my way to work. Once again, I was on my way to Red Lobster, right? Mm-hmm. And this was when Texas Roadhouse was still in Savannah Mall.
Okay.
So, the outside of it looks just like a Red Lobster, right?
Mm.
I step in, it's Texas Roadhouse. Mm. And then I have friends from high school in Florida. I understand that one of them ends up being in Savannah and ends up, you know, right, eating my restaurant, no big deal. But, like, the group of people I used to hang out with in high school in Florida, they're all in there, we're talking this and that, And then my high school coach from Florida is my manager. And then somebody I knew from elementary schools, the dishwasher and shit like that. So it's like, part of me thinks that my dreams lead my life. And another part of me thinks that dreams actually take me to an alternate dimension. Because I also have dreams where like I just see me doing shit that literally have no possibility in this realm.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
But see, it's like 50-50 for me.
Is that different? Well, if that'd be a way to hack into it, if you could differentiate what was and what wasn't.
See, I never know until I wake up.
Yeah,
I'm never aware. I'm not like I notice the situations and like I'm too busy about the actual action that's going on in the dream, as opposed to the details in the dream. And then when I wake up and I think of it, I'm all like, why is this, and that, and then they're here, but they're from there, and
yeah,
you know what I mean?
You can hack into it and be like, all right, I know I'm dreaming. I know this is, let me run and find a newspaper. What's the winning lottery tickets? All right, cool. So February 14th, 2021, I'll make sure to put those ones in.
All right.
If so, you could hack it, yeah, but yeah.
The thing is, I've been dreaming. Like, I've been wanting a lucid dream for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get into that space.
I understand.
Not sure it lives.
See, it's the weed smoking does it to me where I can't, like, I don't remember a lot of my dreams. The like, ones I do, it's just because, like, it's either, like, real absurd, real weird. So that's what sticks with me.
Yeah, and the only reason I remember this particular dream is because I'm on the bus on the way to work.
Yeah.
And then, like, I pull the thing, but the bus speeds past my bus stop, but somebody kicks me off the bus right in front of Red Lobster. Like, they kick me, I roll off the bus.
Damn.
And then I walk in. It looks like Red Lobster on the outside, but the inside is Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. So it's...
And then your high school friends.
Yeah, and then, like, things that don't belong are together. So, like, that's what sticks out to me when I wake up.
I gotcha. Hey, man, you say it could be all from reality stuff, or could just be brain piecing together stuff from random, like, all right, here, let's just put this all together and see.
Excuse me.
Corona.
No, we don't do that then. But yeah, well, I was saying that I had a story about the glitch in the Matrix that actually happened to me before.
Ooh.
Scariest shit ever, bro. So I'm in high school. I'm in like 10th or 11th grade or something at this point. And I actually called my brother and told him about this like as soon as school was over. So this is when I was just bringing excessive amounts of food to school. Like a giant box of cereal and a gallon of Kool-Aid every day.
That was just what you brought?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still bought school lunch, but you know, munchies. So, I'm in fourth period, and I forget my gallon of Kool-Aid, my third period class.
Mm.
So I'm like, miss, whatever, can I go get my thing on my last period class? She's like, sure. So I'm walking down one of the outdoor hallways or whatever, and I see this dude. You know, he's very... He has a distinct look, you know what I mean? So, when I tell people this story, he's like, are you sure it wasn't his brother? Are you sure it wasn't somebody who looked like him? He had no brother. Nobody looks like him.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm walking down the thing. He comes down, and there's a building right here on my left. He says, what's up? I say, what's up? He turns into the building on the left. And I look down, and I look back up. The same dude who just went in this building on my left is coming back down from all the way the fuck down there again.
Oh.
Same dude.
Same thing.
Same outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He says, what's up? I'm like, didn't we just speak? He's like, bro, what are you talking about? So, that's my glitch in the Matrix moment.
Damn. Ooh. Yeah, that's gotta, gotta fuck with you.
Bro. And the thing is, this happened 10 years ago, and I'm still freaked out about it.
Yeah, no, that...
So, that's my glitch in the Matrix story. What's your number three, my man?
I think number three, I'm going to go with one that I made up one day just to make myself laugh. And that's that Bill Gates, because of population control, has somehow influenced media to make anal sex more popular, starting with what's called Sir Mix-a-Lot, like Big Buzz, I Cannot Lie, 1993. That's what kicked it off. All right? And so now we've got Miss New Booty, Bubba Sparks, what, 2009-ish? Actually, man.
It was about 2004-ish, 2005-ish.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then Dance, Big Sean, ass.
Right.
And that's all just kicked off. So what happens? People start doing it like that. Can't be having babies that way. All population control. Mm.
You might be on something.
I will go ahead and say there's absolutely no truth in that. Or there might be. But I, like I said, just got stoned one day and was doing, like, just connecting little strings around to make myself laugh. And that's what I came up with.
I mean, if it works, it works.
I mean, it's all in the lyrics. I mean, I like Big Bucks, I cannot lie. Just trying to make it where that's what you're focusing on.
I mean, and I mean, I guess it's true, because personally, I'm an ass man, so, you know.
But, you know, back in 1985, there weren't ass men. No, that was never a feature in Playboy or anything.
Yeah, just flat asses and big tits.
But then once Bill Gates got that fuck you money, and he's just like, hey, guys, there's too many people on this earth.
Let's start anal sex, guys.
That's all I'm just saying.
You know what? That is so crazy. It just might be true. Yeah. So I like that. I like that. But we're running a long time on this episode. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything that you want to plug before we
So you can go ahead and check me out on Instagram, Dick Maccabee. That's MACCABE. I plan on going through, like I said, I've got a little GoPro camera here. Start doing some fishing videos. I got a magnet fishing. I don't know if you've ever seen that. People take a big old magnet throwing it in.
I've seen your Facebook post. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I just did that. Granted, we only found like some fish hooks and stuff where we were throwing. But I've seen videos of people pulling out, I mean, guns, pulling out safes and stuff. I mean, like, it's kind of fun, I'm not going to lie.
It sounds like that.
But yeah, so then, probably gonna go through and start jumping back on the podcast game myself, and so be looking out for dicking around.
Mm-hmm. And then use Anchor.
Oh yeah,
we're sponsored.
Oh, so I will say Anchor, and that's probably in. I've got a YouTube channel hooked up with that too.
Got to multiple forms of the same medium, my man.
Oh yeah.
So thank you so much. We appreciate you guys for listening. We're trying something. Know something different on the channel. But don't get me wrong, pretty soon we will be back on our bullshit. Thank you, everybody who's listening, and we'll catch you next time. Later.